Harper Audio presents Accounting for Dummies, 3rd edition, by John A. Tracy. Read by Brett Barry. Copyright 2005 by Wiley Publishing, Inc. Production and abridgment copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Whenever I'm in a bookstore, I check to see if it has copies of my books. If it doesn't, I strike up a conversation with the manager or book buyer and encourage that person to order my books. One day, I was talking with a bookstore manager in Fort Dodge, Iowa, my hometown. I told him that I was the proud author of Accounting for Dummies. "Accounting," he said, "that's about as popular as nuclear physics." A number of responses were on the tip of my tongue, but I simply asked him, "In managing your bookstore, don't you need to understand the financial statements prepared by your accountant?" Here's an absolute truth. Business managers must understand the accounting methods used to record the profit or loss and the financial condition of the businesses they manage. And they're not the only ones who should know accounting basics. Investors depend on accounting reports, financial statements, to make decisions about where to put their money. Taxpayers can make better sense of the income tax law with a basic understanding of accounting. Individuals can manage their savings and retirement plans better if they know basic accounting concepts. Yet accounting puts people off. Accounting has an image problem. Maybe you think of an accountant as a bean counter with green eye shades who has about as much personality as an undertaker. Well, here's a shocker. Accountants are actually pretty normal people.